USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says close to 26 million Americans have applied for student loan forgiveness and 16 million applications will soon be approved. The Biden administration earlier this year rolled out plans to cancel $10,000 for most student loan borrowers. However, the plan is facing a legal challenge from six Republican-led states, which has temporarily stopped the administration from starting to forgive the debt. A new study out reveals just how many adults are dying from binge drinking.
20% of deaths for U.S. adults between the ages of 20 and 49 stem from binge drinking. That's according to a new study conducted over a recent four-year period and published this week. Researchers examined national and state mortality data from 2015 to 2019, noting that deaths fully attributable to alcohol have risen in the past decade. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The top Republican in the House says his party won't make cuts to Social Security if they win the election next week.
Here's a commitment to America. What does it say in there? To save and strengthen Social Security and Medicare. This simply means is we're not touching it.
California's Kevin McCarthy insisted Democrats are desperate as they bring up this line of attack so close to the election. The Border Patrol is defending the use of pepper spray to push back a group of Venezuelan illegal immigrants near El Paso, saying the agents were being attacked. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez says this happens all the time. The pepper spray, launched from a paintball, came in response to an agent being hit by a rock while another was hit with a flagpole. Former President Trump will be speaking Thursday night at a rally in Ohio. Then on Saturday, he heads to Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. Buy me both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, because my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Benjamin Netanyahu will once again be Israel's prime minister. Netanyahu winning a decisive victory in the country's fifth election in under 4 years. As Americans continue to focus on issues like crime and inflation, President Biden gives a primetime address where he mentions neither.
Democrat President Biden, in a primetime speech Wednesday night, did not talk about the issues on America's mind. Inflation, gas prices, the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, out-of-control crime in major U.S. cities. The president chose to exclusively disparage Americans.
You know, American democracy is under attack because the defeated former president of the United States refused to accept the results of the 2020 election.
GOP Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News chimes in.
I thought it was pathetic. I thought it was divisive. Not one word about how I'm going to secure a broken border, how I'm going to lower gas prices as president, how I'm going to challenge rampant crime, how I'm going to make us energy independent. It was about half the country basically being political terrorists. It's not going to work.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A former elected official in Nevada will go on trial for murder on April 17th of next year. Former Democratic Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis pleaded not guilty last week to killing Las Vegas Review-Journal investigative reporter Jeff German in early September. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.